Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me this morning is Trevor Walker, CEO at Frontier Lithium. Trevor, it's good to see you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing really well. Thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Trevor, the last time we caught up was around 5 months ago. You had been undergoing exploration drilling at your project, and you had said that you were in a healthy position with your recent capital raises. So give us a sense of what you've been up to since then in the last 5 months.
Great. Thanks. Since then, we were really pleased to see an upgrading on our listing on the OTC to the QX. So that was a really nice progression on that front, and a very timely one because, in fact, we around that time were just concluding a phase one of infill drilling on a fairly new part of the resource called the Spark deposit. So we have been busy with regards to that phase one drilling, had some delays here in the last couple of months due to some extensive fires up located in northwestern Ontario, but pleased to have crews in on site now and look forward to continuing on with that infill drilling. So that's really exciting for us. It's an essential part of an advancing PFS that the company is focused on that we hope to deliver somewhere around Q2 of 2022. And that PFS is based on what we call fully integrated plans. So that's mine, mill, and downstream chemical plant to produce those highly sought after lithium chemicals, mostly from the really exciting auto OEM space that's really starting to get heated up here in the West. So,
yeah, so you did come out with some recent drill results too from the project, three drill holes to be exact. So what did you find there?
Yeah, there was a total of five drill holes. Some of the drilling was really about geotechnical to get a good sense of the mechanical strengths in the rock for a future open pit there. Some of the drilling, of course, was on the infill. So basically going in between what's called the inferred drilling, so a lower level of confidence. So we went in, did the infill, and really spectacular results. Two in particular holes in excess of 320 meters of close to 1.7% lithium oxide grades. And that's really phenomenal. You know, to my knowledge, those intersections are the best hard rock intersections ever drilled in North America. So it's a real testament to the potential that's there and the quality. You know, though that Spark deposit and the Pack deposit about 2 kilometers away are the two highest grade deposits in North America. So, you know, the infill is going really well. And I'm being led to believe that the Spark deposit is actually increasing in size with that infill. So that's really tough to do. Rarely happens. So really, really excited about that. And, you know, very timely, the market's really starting to pick up. We think that we have this one more phase to continue on. We expect very similar results to put out to the market and shareholders in the coming months on that. And starting to think about beyond the infill and starting to step out. Now that we're really checking that box to support the PFS, future DFS, you know, we put out a PEA about 5 months ago or so, and there's a 26-year project there, you know, post-tax NPV, $1 billion project in excess of 20% IRR, average EBITDA of $225 million. This is all U.S. dollars, of course, per year. The chemical pricing, we've seen quite a dramatic change since our PEA over the recent months, where prices have gone up on long-term contracts for producers in excess of 30%. So the market timing is really good. So we're really pleased with the drilling and the advancing PFS. So really excited about what the next coming months have in store for the company.
And just quickly before I let you go, when will you start that next phase of drilling?
This week. So the crews have been mobilized, and I expect within the next couple of days that drilling commences. We'll get a lot done before winter starts to set in. So I expect the next 4 to 6 weeks to be really busy on the project. We'll wait for freeze up, and you know, shortly in the new year, we'll be back at it. If there's a little bit to finish up on the infill, I doubt it. I think it'll be time to step out and start growing the resource on the project. So there we have 30 million tons, bringing the level of confidence up to measured and indicated. I think it's safe to say we'll see some growth in the resource. I have an exploration target on the project now that is about 60 million tons. So if we can bring that together in short order, that would be North America's largest, highest grade resource. That's really high quality. So that's really the goods that are required to become a player and a producer in this exciting market to produce lithium chemicals for auto OEMs for electric vehicles.
Super exciting indeed. Trevor, thank you so much for the update.
Great. Thanks so much, and look forward to next chat. Take care.